لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. رضا بقضائه وتسليما لأمره، فإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. رضا بقضائه وتسليما لأمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابه. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. Respected brothers and sisters, before I begin a narration from the Maqatil about the last moments of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, I wish to share a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, Husaynun minni wa ana min al-Husayn. أحب الله من أحب حسينا. Indeed, Hussein is from me, and I am from Hussein. Not only Hussein is my grandson, the son of my daughter, the son of my cousin brother, but I am from Hussein. I live on because of Hussein. My mission, the deen that I was supposed to convey, has now lived on because Hussein has given his life for it. But Rasulullah doesn't end there. He says, if you want to be on my path and you want Allah to love you, you have to love one person very dearly. He says, أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ حُسَيْنًا. Allah loves the one who loves Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. There is no doubt Allah loves you all because you are here because of your love for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. There is no doubt that Rasulullah loves you because you are here loving Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, this day is a very important day, the day of Ashura. From this day, I would like us to take away something very important for the rest of our lives. There's another hadith that Rasulullah says, إِنَّ لِقَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَا تَبْرُدُ أَبَدًا. For the killing of Al-Husayn, for the martyrdom of Al-Husayn, and the words are so important for us to consider. Maybe it also refers to in the way Al-Husayn was killed. There is a heat in the hearts. There's a harara, there's a warmth in the hearts of the mu'mineen that will never subside, that will never go away. And as we anticipate reciting the masa'ib and the maqatil of Imam al-Husayn, let's remember that this heat needs to stay within us. This heat that we have because we love Imam al-Husayn, and it is a sign of our iman. It is our sign for our being on the path of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Let's hold on to this heat for the rest of our lives so that it moves us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, also today is a day of Friday. It is the day of our Imam, who is the Imam of the time, who is the Muntazir and who is the Muntazar. He is the awaited and he is awaiting us as well. Today is the day that when we await his zuhur, let's use this harara that we have in our hearts for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to prepare for the coming of the Imam of our time. Brothers and sisters, I will share some of the words of Maqtal, beginning with the words of Imam himself as attributed to him in Ziyarat al-Nahiyah. Imam alayhi salam is narrated to have recited a salam and a ziyarah for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, where he begins with the salams on the Anbiya of Allah first. He comes to the last and final prophet. He comes to give salams to his grandfather Amir al-Mu'mineen. He gives salams to his grandmother Lady Fatima al-Zahra. He gives salams to his grand uncle Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba. And then he says these words. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته. May salams be upon Hussein, who gave away his nafs with all of the drops of blood that he had in his heart. السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته. Salams be upon the one who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was openly or hidden. Now Imam is pointing to three khasa'is al-Husayniyah, three things that are unique about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he mentions them in Ziyarat al-Nahiyah. He says, As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allahu shifa'a fi turbati. Salams be upon the one that Allah has granted shifa in the sand of his grave, in the turba that is of Aba Abdullah's grave. Allah has placed shifa within it. As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbati. Salams be upon the one that whoever stands by his grave under the dome of al-Husayn, his wishes are granted. As-salamu ala man al-a'immatu min dhurriyati. Salams be upon the one that all of the other imams after him are from his progeny. Brothers and sisters, these masaib that are mentioned in Ziyarat al-Nahiyah are very heavy. But I would like to remind ourselves that the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, when he is narrating these masaib, he refers to his grandfather and he says, "Oh, my salams be upon you, my grandfather, that the heart of this person who is giving salams has become tattered and torn and injured because of the masaib that you have gone through. And his tears cannot stop flowing. And he is feeling remorse and sadness that he was not there with you on the plains of Karbala to stand in defense for you and to defend you from your enemies and to fight alongside you, and could have given his life instead of your life. He could have defended your mal because of his mal." And the Imam continues, فَلَئِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِ الدُّهُورِ. Even though the ages and the eras passed and have made me come in after you, وَعَاقَنِي عَنْ نَصْرِكَ الْمَقْدُورِ. And the qada and the destiny of Allah made me come after such that I couldn't be of assistance to you. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكَ مُحَارِبًا. And I was not able to fight the one who fought you. وَلِمَنْ نَصَبَ لَكَ الْعَدَاوَةَ مُنَاصِبًا. And I was not able to show my enmity towards the one who showed you their enmity. فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. I am going to cry heavily for you. I'm going to do nudba for you, my grandfather. We do nudba for Imam Sahib al-Zaman, and Imam does nudba for his grandfather, Imam al-Husayn. فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. Morning and evening, every morning and every evening, I will weep and wail for you. وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ لَكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا. And I'm going to weep for you instead of tears. My tears may run out because of your masaib, but I'm going to weep blood instead of tears for you, my grandfather. تَأَسُّفًا عَلَى مَا دَهَاكَ وَتَلَهُفًا حَتَّى أَمُوتَ. Brothers and sisters, the masaib of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein are beyond my ability to do bayan of, as it's been encapsulated in the words of Imam al-Mujtaba, where he says, La yawm ka yawmika ya Aba Abdullah. There is no day like the day that is yours, O Aba Abdullah. Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, since morning has been going to the battlefield and coming back. God knows how many trips he made to the maqtal and how many people he brought one after the other. Some were in a shape that their body had some wounds on it. Some had no heads to attach to their bodies. Some did not have arms attached to their bodies. Some had their bodies and had a big spear attached to their belly. Some had a some had a three-pronged arrow go from one end to the other end of the body. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam went to the battlefield and brought different types of shuhada back to the tents. But this is where Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was left with nobody. And this is where he turns to his sister, Lady Zainab. It's been narrated in the Malhuf that he says, "Ituni bithawbin la yurghabu fi." Bring me clothes that nobody would be interested in wearing or having for themselves. Imam al-Hussein is asked, "Why, Mawla? Why do you want to change your clothes and wear clothes that nobody would want to have?" Imam says, "I fear that after I am killed and martyred, they will take away whatever is on my body, and they might even take away whatever is on my body, even my clothes." Imam al-Hussein is given clothes that he changes. He gets something that he sees that has no patches on it. He makes holes in the clothes that he's about to put on himself, hoping that nobody would take it away. But in Sham-e Ghariba, even those clothes are snatched away from the body of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Ajrukum ala Allah. Brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is starting to bid farewell to the ladies. And before he goes to Imam al-Sajjad, he goes to the ladies and he says, Ya Zainabu, Ya Umm Kulthum. Ya Sakinatu, Ya Ruqayya, Ya Fidda, Alaykunna Minni Salam. O my ladies, O my sisters, the ladies of my household, may my last and final salams be upon you. The ladies start weeping and wailing. All the ladies don't want Imam al-Hussein to go, but they have no other choice. They call Imam into the tent so that they can do their final ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Out of all of the ladies, there is a special lady now who holds on to her father. And the maqtal says, Ibn Shahr Ashub, he comes forward and he writes in his maqtal, he says, Summa wadda'a al-Hussein alayhi salam al-Nisa. Imam al-Hussein is doing wida' to the ladies. And he says very specifically, وَكَانَتُ سَكِينَةُ تَصِيح. And Sakina starts to cry loudly and wail. Imam alayhi salam could not tolerate to let Sakina cry. Ya Aba Abdullah, you are still alive right now. You cannot tolerate to see Sakina cry. In a few hours, she'll be crying her heart out. Ajrukum ala Allah. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam holds Sakina close to his chest and he hugs her and he tells her, La tuhriqi qalbi. لا تحرقي قلبي بدمعك الحسرة. Oh Sakina, don't put my heart on fire by your tears. ما دام مني الروح في جثماني. Till the time my soul is in the body, don't make your tears put my heart on fire. سيطول بعدي سكينة فعلمي منك البكاء إذا الحمام دهاني. Oh Sakina, after me there will be a lot of crying for you, so hold on to your tears for now. وإذا قتلت فأنت أولى بالذي تأتينه يا خيرة النزوان. Oh Sakina, hold on to yourself, all the best of ladies, in the time that I am here. Imam al-Hussein now bids farewell to Imam Zain al-Abidin. He bids farewell to his son, the next Imam. And now he transfers the secrets of Imam to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. Now this is where Imam Zain al-Abidin is narrating the maqtal. He says, when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was heading towards the battlefield, ضمني إلى صدره. He came and he hugged me tightly. ثم قال يا بنية. He said, oh my dear son, I give you my wasiyah. I give you the same wasiyah that my father gave me when he was approaching death. And he remembered his father Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he said, this is one wasiyah I don't want you to forget. He said, قال يا بني إياك والظلم من لا يجد عليك ناصرا إلا الله. Oh my dear son, be careful. Now read into and read between the lines. Imam al-Hussein is telling his son, Imam al-Sajjad, be very careful of doing ظلم on anybody that has nobody to help him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أجركم على الله. Imam al-Hussein is conveying not only a very important ethical and moral principle, he is conveying his mazlumiyya to us. He is conveying to us that there is nobody left to help him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam alayhi salam at this moment does not only remember his father, he remembers his mother, and he remembers Lady Zahra, and he remembers the Holy Prophet, and he remembers the dua that Jibreel taught to the Holy Prophet, who taught it to Lady Zahra, and Lady Zahra taught it to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this is where he recites this dua. And brothers and sisters, this dua is very powerful. This dua is there for any of your hajat. Keep your hajat in your mind and heart. The most important of them is the zuhur of the Imam of our time. Let's pray to Allah to hasten his zuhur with the duas that have been uttered by Imam al-Hussein in his last moments. He says, أدعو بحق ياسين والقرآن الحكيم وبحق طه والقرآن العظيم يا من يقدر على حوائج السائلين يا من يعلم ما في الضمير يا منفس عن المكروبين يا مفرج عن المغمومين يا راحم الشيخ الكبير يا رازق الطفل الصغير يا من لا يحتاج إلى التفسير صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بي. And keep your hajat in your hearts and minds. Now this is where Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam bids farewell to Imam al-Sajjad, and he heads out of the tents. Kamaluddin wa tamamun ni'man, they narrate, Sheikh al-Saduq narrates from Aban ibn Taghlib, who is a companion of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now he is narrating a very interesting hadith. He says, arbatu alafin malikin, 4,000 angels descend from the heavens towards Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Yuridun al-qital ma'a al-Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. They ask permission for fighting in the battlefield from Imam al-Hussein to help him. But Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam does not give permission to the 4,000 angels. So they go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek permission. And this is where, by the time they return back, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has been martyred. وَهَبَطُوا وَقَدْ قُتِلَ الْحُسَيْنُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Now where did these 4,000 angels go? As the maqtal tells us, as the hadith tells us, when Imam had been martyred, these people were supposed to have fought alongside Imam al-Hussein. Fahum shu'athun ghubarun. They are in a state of full of sand on their heads and their bodies, and their heads are not made, and their hair is not made. Fahum yabkuna inda qabr al-Hussein alayhi salam. These are stationed near the grave of Imam al-Hussein, and they are crying, and they are weeping, and they are wailing. Till when are they going to continue? One hadith says, ila yawm al-qiyamah, till the day of judgment. Another hadith says, they will cry and weep till the time the qa'im rises, and they will support the qa'im, the imam of our time, and they will have this slogan, ya litharat al-Hussein, ya litharat al-Hussein, seeking the revenge for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, Imam alayhi salam now comes towards the battlefield, and he wants to do Itmam al-Hujjah. It's as if he had purified everybody on his side. Whoever was evil on his side had to go, and Imam had to purge them out. But it's as if Imam alayhi salam does not want any pure soul remaining on the opposite side as well. He wants to make sure anybody who has a heart on the opposite side, whoever does not have a heart made of stone, can come over to the side of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now Imam alayhi salam, when he sees, he goes towards the battlefield and he calls out to the people, هَلْ مِنْ ذَابٍ يَذُبُّ عَنْ حَرَمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Is there anybody who will have the sanctity and the sacredness in their mind, the sanctity of Rasulullah in their mind? Is there somebody for the sake of Allah who will support us and come to our defense? Imam al-Hussein, now when he raises his voice, he's raised this multiple times on the day of Ashura. But now in this time, Imam Zainul Abidin wakes up from his slumber. Imam is under heavy fever. He was all good all the way till the 9th of Muharram. On the day of Ashura, because of the qada of Allah, he falls into a deep sickness. But despite his deep sickness, Imam Zainul Abidin, when he hears Imam al-Hussein say these words, he starts running out of the tent. Lady Zainab runs after Imam Zainul Abidin. Imam al-Hussein points towards Lady Zainab and he tells her, take him back, because if he is martyred in the way of Allah, there will be no more Imam left for the people. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam goes forward now. You want to see how the thirsty one fights? Come and look at the battlefield of Karbala. It is the Asr of Ashur. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is heading towards the battlefield. Now he first invites people to one-on-one combat. In Malhuf, the Rabi says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ الْحُسَيْنِ دَعَى النَّاسِ إِلَى الْبِرَازِ. He calls them towards fighting one-on-one. Then few people come one-on-one, and Imam alayhi salam slays them. He kills them. Till the time now, the people are now hesitant to come forward. Now they realize that there is no other way to fight al-Hussein except through group combat. They all start to attack Imam al-Hussein. Rather, Imam alayhi salam takes on the battle and he heats it up and he goes towards the enemies of Allah. And the maqtal says, hatta qatala maqtalatan azima. He goes and kills so much that the people are unable to fathom what is going on. And he is saying, al-qatlu awla min rukub al-aar wal-aar أولى من دخول النار. It is better for me to die rather than take humiliation upon me, and humiliation is better than entering the fire. Now some of the ruwat, some of the raviyan, some of the people who are narrating on the other side now of the battlefield, they are mesmerized and they say, wallahi ma ra'aytu maksuran qattu قَدْ قُتِلَ وُلْدَهُ وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِهِ وَأَصْحَابُهُ أَرْبَطُ جَأَشٍ مِّنْهُ. There is not a single broken person I have seen in my life, that he, his all companions have been martyred, his children have been killed, but he is still firm in fighting against us. Ajurkum ala Allah. Imam al-Hussein now tightened the attack upon the people. He made it so shadeed that people were running away, as if the Quran says, al-jiradul muntashir, as if locusts fly away. And Imam is attacking them from the right, he's attacking them from the left, to that extent that Imam would attack and he would come back to a place which is the Markaz, which is the center of the battlefield, and he would take a break and say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyul azim. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has now been fighting. And as he's fighting, he's inviting his companions who are lying on the ground and saying, look at the battle of the thirsty person. Ajrukum ala Allah. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he comes to this, and Umar ibn Sa'ad and Shimr realize that we cannot combat al-Hussein like this. Shimr al-Mal'un, he calls out to his people and he says, all of you gather together because we are fighting somebody who is a lion's son, al-Layth al-Mughdib. He is a lion who is enraged. We cannot fight him like this. Shimr tells his people to gather all the arrows that they have and put them together. On the other side, Umar ibn Sa'ad comes and tells his people, Al-waylu lakum atadruna man tubarizun? Do you know who you're fighting, O my people? Hadha ibn al-anza'il batin. Hadha ibn qattal al-arab. This is the person who is the son of the one who slayed the champions of the Arabs. You cannot fight him like this. So they all gathered together. Fahamalu bit-ta'ni 180. And they say they had people who had spears, 180 people stand up with spears. وَأَرْبَةَ عَلَافٍ بِالسِّهَامِ 4,000 men rose with arrows towards Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now this is where Imam's thirst is overpowering him. Imam is thirsty. And when a person is bleeding with all of those arrows coming upon him, he becomes even thirstier. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is trying to find a way if he can get some water. He cannot go towards the Furat because the way is blocked. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is trying to see if there's a way he could get a cup of water. But Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam now realizes that he's being surrounded from all sides. They all start to attack him. They start hurling spears at him. They all start hurling arrows and throwing arrows towards him. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is trying to see which way he can protect himself with. The maqatil are very clear about this. The amount and the number of arrows that pierce the body of Imam al-Hussein is indescribable. The hadith says, فَرَشَقُوهُ بِالسِّهَامِ حَتَّى صَارَكَ الْقُنْفُضِ Imam alayhi salam had arrows upon his body so much so that he looked like a porcupine. He had thorns on each and every part of his body. أَجْرُكُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is now on his horse. Ya Aba Abdullah, you yourself help me to recite these maqatil now. Imam alayhi salam tries to go towards the river, but Shimr ibn Dhul-Joshan now puts his three-pronged arrow in its place. And now one person comes and he strikes a stone onto the forehead of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Blood starts to gush from the forehead of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam takes a piece of his dress so that he can stop the blood from flowing and gushing out. In the meantime, the piece of the dress is covering the face of Imam al-Hussein. Imam doesn't see, but the arrow is coming and it strikes his chest into the heart. The arrow of Hurmala, the three-pronged arrow, strikes the heart of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam cannot balance anymore on the horse. He says, Bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah. He comes onto the ground. Brothers and sisters, if you have the hosala, if you have the strength for me to go on, just give me 5 more minutes. I will share something with you that will make you realize what the tragedy is like. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam came onto the ground where his qabr is today. That is the location where Imam al-Hussein fell from the horse. Now, how he fell on from the horse, I do not know. He is either on the ground or either he is mu'allaq on the arrows that he was holding in his, he's carrying in his body. Imam al-Hussein comes onto the ground. Imam now is on the place where he is buried. And you all know, for those of you who have been to the haram of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, that the place where Imam alayhi salam was martyred is called the Madbah, the place that has lights, red lights in it. The distance between the place that the red lights are the Maqtal or the Madbah, where the place where Imam was martyred, is quite a distance from where his grave is. That tells us that the Imam alayhi salam was not martyred on the same place that he came onto the ground. If you have the strength to go on with me, ajrukum ala Allah. If you look at the direction from the place that Imam came onto the ground to the direction that the Madbah is, and if you elongate that direction, it points in the direction of the Mukhayyam. samajhne wale samajh gaye. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is on to the battlefield. He is on the ground. He was not moving at a point. And Shimr and his companions are wanting to come forward. But nobody has the strength and the guts to come forward and finish the deal. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is not moving. And they want to find out whether he is still dead, he's still alive, or he has passed away. They don't have any other way to check. Shimr ibn Zil-Josh, look at this mal'oon and look at his baseness. He calls out and he says, attack the tents of al-Hussein. Ajrukum ala Allah. This is where the ghayra of Allah is reflected in the ghayra of Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, with least amount of energy that he has, he raises his body slightly from the ground. He starts to crawl towards the tents and he comes to the point where his mazbah is. When they realize that Imam is still alive, Shimr comes forward now. Ajurkum alallah. Imam al-Hussein is on the ground. Shimr comes forward and he wants to strike the Imam alayhi salam. But suddenly the tent, the curtain goes aside. Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha comes out of the tents and she comes and stands in the place that we know as the Layy Zainabiya. She comes and sees the scene at the battlefield. She looks at Umar ibn Sa'ad on one hand and she sees Imam al-Hussein on the ground and she calls out to them, Waihakum, ama fikum Muslim? Do you not have anybody who is a professor, who is the one who professes the faith of Islam, who professes the prophethood of Rasulullah, and this is the grandson of Rasulullah on the ground. Imam al-Hussein is not moving anymore. And this is where Shimr says that I will finish the deal. He comes forward now. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is doing his tasbih under his breath. And the words of Imam Sahib al-Zaman now, As-salamu ala shayb al-khadib. Salams be upon the beard that was stained with the redness of its own blood. As-salamu ala al-khad al-tarib. Salams be upon the cheeks that were filled with sand. Salams be upon the one who fell onto the ground. Now Imam Sahib al-Zaman is narrating, these are not my words. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is on the ground. He's doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's reciting a dua that is one of the most beautiful ones. Allahumma anta muta'ali al-makan. Azeemu al-jabarut. Shadeedu al-mahal. Zaniyun anil khalaiq. Imam is reciting the dua and he says, oh Allah, these are the people who called us and they promised to help us and these are the people who deceived us. So Allah, you send your azab down upon them. Imam is reciting his dua. Umar ibn Sa'ad tells Shimr to go forward. Shimr comes towards Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Sahib al-Zaman narrates this. وَالشِّمْرُ جَالِسٌ عَلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ. Shimr comes and sits on the blessed chest of Imam al-Hussein. What does he do? He holds the hair of Imam al-Hussein on one side. Imam al-Hussein's head is on the ground. Muli'un sayfuhu ala nahr. He is striking his sword on the blessed neck of Imam al-Hussein. قَابِضٌ عَلَى شَيْبَتِكَ بِبِيَدِهِ. He is holding to your beard tightly with his hands. ذَابِحٌ لَكَ بِمُهَنَّدِهِ. He is doing the ذِبْح. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam at that moment, فَسَكَنَتْ حَوَاسُكَ وَخَفِيَتْ أَنفَاسُكَ. At that moment, Imam al-Hussein's ruh leaves his body and goes towards the heavens. At that moment, the enemies of Allah realize that the skies have changed color. The skies have become dark. Huge and dust storms are now going towards the plains of Karbala. They feel as if the azab of Allah is about to come. And they say it's at that moment they hear the call of Jibreel. أَلَا قَدْ قُتِلْ الحسين بكربلا ألا قد ذبح الحسين بكربلا مات بحسين.